I was like, are we going to speak?
Isn't it? It's so much more dramatic that way. It's B96. It's Mo and Carla Mornings, and it's time for the diary. By the way, if you'd like to see the diary, we are currently streaming on Instagram at B96 Chicago as Carla puts the gloves on to prepare to read today's entry in the diary. We only have a few left. Ahmad, the amazing, is going to get you a quick recap on the diary. Previously on the diary.
Our mystery girl's mom is all up in her business because we found out in the last entry she's been talking to her ex, Mike. And we also found out that Mike really, really misses her. And towards the end of the entry, Jake, her current boyfriend, was on the way to her house because they got into an argument. And it ended right there. But this entry is the same day.
It's the same day. Interesting. Yeah. All right.
Same day, but... a little bit later.
Hold on. Can I make a prediction?
Yes.
So it's she's making a diary entry the same day. My prediction is they didn't like make up. My prediction is her and Jake ended it. Because you wouldn't like if they made up, they would have spent the day together. But instead, she's back to the diary.
Mm. Just a prediction. Throwing that out there.
Might be a good prediction because this is like 4 pages long.
Oh. Okay. Then I'll stop.
Let's get into it.
So July 5th again. Later on in the day. July 5th again. I don't like being... the next page. I don't like being forced to make decisions. Ultimatums only work in real life if you've watched one too many movies or are actually afraid of what might happen if you don't follow the orders. Ooh, oh. She ain't afraid of Jake, huh?
No.
Jake wants me to stop talking to Mike.
Oh.
Well, yeah, girl, yeah. You can't be talking to your ex while you're dating someone new.
Yeah. It's not good.
I guess it started because of all the confusion at the wedding, but it was only made worse by the 4th of July. Crap. He's right to be angry. I shouldn't have gone.
Ooh.
But when the ex-love of your life calls, you needing help, are you just supposed to pretend that you don't care? That it doesn't matter? It had disaster written all over it, but Mike had called wasted and alone and in need of a ride. Mm. He couldn't find his keys, so he couldn't get in the house, and I do still have a spare. After a year, girl!
Yeah, this is all bad, yeah. Bad.
Nothing happened, ! But I'm not sure I convinced Jake of that. And considering my track record, I can't really blame him. I didn't tell him the whole truth about what was said. I learned my lesson last time with telling people the truth to make myself feel better. It was one of the strangest moments of my life. One minute, I'm helping a 30-year-old drunk man into his house. And the next, he's professing his undying love to me. And he was pretty drunk. So normally I would know better than to believe it until he said, I want you to come. Until he said, I want you to come back. I've been trying to get you to come back. I still love you. And you don't know that.
Oh my gosh.
I put him to bed and got out of there fast. I went back to the party and my now very pissed off boyfriend. I tried to explain myself. Okay. So let's this is a lot. So let's do a little quick halfway recap if you're just jumping in.
So we're reading the diary. It's a new entry. Her and her boyfriend got into a fight over her ex.
Because it's July 5th. We've got to remember that July 4th is her and her ex's meet-iversary.
Mm-hmm. 3 years.
Yes. And so her ex called her really drunk, needing a ride home. And she went and left her boyfriend, her current boyfriend, at the party to go pick up her ex-boyfriend. Okay. I put him to bed and got out of there as fast as I could and went back to my very angry boyfriend, right? I tried to explain myself. I tried to forget what was said. I thought maybe I was thinking too much until Mike called this morning. Now very hungover to report what he had said last night. I add this plus what my mom said yesterday, which her mom had said that he missed her because they were talking on the phone. And I get trouble. Love plus love equals trouble. Trouble. And then Jake's ultimatum tossed into that mix could make for disaster. He asked me to cut off my friendship with Mike. He said things were getting pretty serious with us, and he didn't want anything to come between that. He said he wanted a serious commitment from me. They both want too much from... Oh, they both want to marry me.
All right, Maddie.
My head,
I know, right?
is spinning. And that's the end of the entry on July 5th.
All right, all right, all right. When's the next entry?
August 15th.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna call it now. She is absolutely, very soon, going to leave Jake for Mike.
Team Mike, I told you.
Ultimatums like that never work. When she just said the love of her life. Come on.
Yeah. I fear that you are correct.
Yeah.
And girl, stop calling him your friend. That's not your friend.
That's your man. Yeah. Because I have been given the ultimatum before by exes to stop talking to my exes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And whenever it was a boyfriend.
Did you just agree to it and then not do it?
Right.
Yeah.
Or if it was like a current boyfriend that I genuinely cared about, that's the only time that I would really cut off my exes. But if it was a current boyfriend that I was like, you're not my husband, my exes, I would just stay talking to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
So
you're real for that. I'm not gonna lie.
She's getting back with Mike.
I'm
calling it. Though the diary is gonna end in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
How does the diary end? Is there some sort of conclusion, or does it just end? We don't know. We're gonna find out what the latest is tomorrow morning at 7:30 with a brand new diary entry. So yeah, catch us then. You can catch the previous ones on our Instagram at B96 Chicago. Give us 4 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000.
Can you crush me? Do you want some money? You probably want to do both.
Yeah. You have to do, so it's 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla and you'll win. We'll get you on the phone for that coming up next on B96.